Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hello and welcome back. This is Consider This Northumberland, and I'm your host, Robert Washburn, and you're listening to Northumberland 89.7 FM.
Take a moment and think about your local Legion. There's one in Cobourg and Port Hope. There's another in Colborne, Brighton, and Campbellford. But don't forget Grafton, Warkworth, and Hastings. For most of us, it is only this time of year, as November 11th, Remembrance Day, approaches, that we reflect on those who serve in the military. While it is often associated with the First and Second World Wars, it also honors those who fought in Korea and Afghanistan, as well as peacekeepers. It just doesn't recognize those who serve or have served. Many communities benefit from the ongoing programs and events. Those are just as important. Linda Ferguson, the Poppy Campaign Chair for the Colborne Legion, will take us inside a local Legion to hear what it takes to raise money and organize a Remembrance Day ceremony. Here is that interview.
I'm so pleased to have with me today Linda Ferguson, Chair of the Poppy Campaign for the Colborne Legion, Branch 187. Welcome to Consider This.
Well, thank you for having me.
I can't imagine anyone not knowing what the Poppy Campaign is, so let's just get everyone on the same page. Can you tell us what is the Poppy Campaign across Canada?
Well, the Poppy Campaign, it's an honour to support our veterans, all veterans, that is, and it just helps with our funding. All the money raised from the Poppy Fund goes directly to the veterans. So locally, we have local vets that need help, vets coming through our community as well. We help them out, veterans and family members, we help them out. And the best way to get, if a vet comes through, is to get in touch with the Legion's local veteran services chair. And he's the one that you would contact, or her, and they would help them out tremendously. And then the funds, we would request funds from the Poppy Chair, from the Poppy Fund itself. It's a separate bank account altogether from the Legion. And then it goes from there.
Who are we honoring when we buy or support the Poppy Campaign?
We are honoring all our veterans, past and present, for their support, for their camaraderie, for our way of living right now.
Are there still veterans living in the community?
We still have veterans living in the community. Unfortunately, as our branch ourselves, our last member, a World War II veteran, has just passed away. Now, that's not to say there isn't other veterans in our area. It's just our last branch member has passed away. And he was our last World War II vet.
But it's not just World War II, as you were saying earlier. It's other veterans as well.
We actually, it's all veterans, now, present, and, of course, the other wars.
Can you just list for us some of the wars that veterans who might belong to the Legion might have fought in, just for people who may not be familiar with this?
Well, you have the Korean War. You put me on the spot. I'm terrible at last-minute things. And you have, well, World War II, of course. There's only a few would be left with that. And I should be up on the others. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. We're talking about Afghanistan, Iraq. Can you tell us a bit about yourself?
Well, I've been in Colborne for about 27 years. I've been a member at this branch for, I think, the past 6-7 years. And in that time, I have been I've been the Poppy Chair this year. I'm Membership Chair. I've also been Secretary and Honours and Awards, so I've had a few hats. It's got me to know quite a bit of the community and the people, and it's a great place to meet and greet. We're all like comrades, and we help our community as much as we can.
Now, are you a veteran yourself?
No, I am not. My father was in the Navy. He was in the Royal Navy. I was. We came over to Canada actually in 1962.
What made you decide that you wanted to be part of the Legion? What drew you to the Legion?
Well, we're a small community, and it was like children were getting older, and it was like, you know, it's hard to meet people sometimes. So I thought, well, I'm going to join the Legion. My father was a Legion member. My brother was a Legion member. So I thought, I'm going to join. And I've been here ever since, and it's great. A lot of great people, and it's been a joy.
It's not unusual that people like yourself who have not served belong to the Legion. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, I think now that the Legion has definitely opened up to non-veterans, that it's made a big difference in a lot of communities. It's a place for people to come and support each other. It's a place of just friendship. You meet new people. There's different activities going on that if you want to join, you can play cards, you can play darts. You know, there's pool, there's snooker. It's a well-rounded community event, and all the funds that we get, it goes back into our own community, which is great.
Why is it important we get a poppy and wear it and donate?
Excuse me. It's showing support for our fellow veterans. It's showing support for our local legions. A lot of times, legions were the mainstay of a lot of small communities and larger ones, of course. And I think it's important that we remember. You know, we don't want it to happen again, so we do remember.
The Poppy campaign began last Friday, but before we go too far, can you tell us a bit about what it does it take to organize for a Poppy campaign?
Right. Well, you have to make sure that you have all your supplies. You have to order the poppies and the pins and the cash boxes, and just make sure you have them all. And then, of course, you have to make your charts and you have to get the volunteers out to help. You do have cash boxes at different storefronts, but I do find when people are actually there, people tend to donate a little bit more, and it's nice. So it's been a challenge because of COVID. I find people just aren't volunteering as much, and it's hard to get people out. It's a struggle this year.
How many people do you have involved this year?
I have about, let's see, three. The cadets usually come out and help us quite a bit. Unfortunately, two of the cadets that were to help yesterday, they all come down sick. So that's a challenge. You know, when people are sick, then you got to try and struggle and find other people.
But
I have about 12 right now that are helping.
And how many would, if you had your wish, how many would you like to have?
Well, when we ask people to come out, we only ask them to stand for an hour, or they can have a seat. I'm just finding that it's a struggle to have even our members sign up. I have like 35, 40 spots available, and there's only like 12 people showing up, and they're doing 2 and 3 hours at a time.
How many locations do you have people standing?
This year I have four locations. I have the Big Apple, of course, Foodland, the Liquor Control Board, and Tim Hortons.
That's it? Just the four locations? Nobody stands outside of a place? Or?
No, I was going to have them out down in the main street, but it's being a small community, you don't have a lot of traffic. So I'm trying to hit the ones where you're going to get more constant people coming through.
Now, where do the poppies come from?
Yeah, we have a poppy store through the Legion. So I order them through the poppy store and they just deliver them here. This year we actually have a new mechanism, the Tip Tap box. which I have put out at the Big Apple, and it's now accepting debit and credit cards so that people don't have to have change with them all the time. They can just tap their cards, and their increments are $2, $5, and $10.
Wow, the Poppy campaign comes into the 21st century, eh?
Yes, and it's great because it's as you know, as everyone struggles with their volunteers, at least it's something different for them.
I also understand that there's something a little different with the poppies themselves. I read a press release that said that the poppies now are starting to be biodegradable. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Okay, I haven't read too much on that. I just assume that they are now, you know, you see the poppies because they fall, they're scattered, you know, afterwards, that they will decompose, I'm presuming. I'd have to read up more on that.
Yeah, my understanding is that they're no longer made of plastic, that they're whatever material they are put together with, that, like you say, over time they'll break down. And that's again, pretty forward thinking of the Legion to do that.
Yes. Now, there's something else that came up. I just received an email the other day. If you go on to, I think it's www.poppystories,
mm-hmm.
and it tells you to scan your poppy. So if it's on your phone, like you go on your phone and you bring up the poppystories.ca, it says scan my poppy. You hit the button, scan my poppy. You put your poppy underneath it where it's showing you to put it, and up pops a veteran.
And that veteran, does it have a story about the veteran itself?
They do. It tells you their history, where they were born, as much as they can.
That's incredible. Now, is there anybody locally that's featured in those stories at all? Do you know?
Well, I would imagine so, but there's probably thousands and thousands of stories that pop up. So it's hard to say when you would get a local one. I just did mine, Poppy, scanned it, and it came up Gustav Daniel Alfred Beeler, and he was born in 1904 in France and immigrated to Montreal in the 20s. So it's quite a interesting app.
That's fascinating, just fascinating. Okay, now I know COVID, as you mentioned earlier, has impacted a lot of the activities of the Legion, especially the Poppy campaign, as you've told us. Are you carrying over any of the precautions from last year in terms of protecting the public and your volunteers?
Well, that could be one of the reasons the volunteers, you know, are slim this year. I mean, there's nothing mandatory again, so it's hard. People will still wear their masks if they want. Like, we still have sanitizing lotion around, but with no mandates, you know, you take your chances, I guess.
Now, last year you raised over $8,700. Do you have a goal this year?
I do not. Last year they had a different campaign chair, Poppy chair. I know, I'm hoping we will raise just as much. I've been a little bit behind, and things like we had lawn signs last year, I did not get the lawn signs made this year.
What was the reason for that?
Timing.
Is that right, eh?
Yeah, it's just when you're wearing a couple of hats, it's very difficult, and things get, you know, they just fall through the cracks, and you just hope you can do your best.
Of course. Now, do the different legions in Northumberland, do you guys talk to each other during this time of year? Do you coordinate? Do you help each other out? Is there anything like that?
Not too much. Pretty much every legion will do their own community. So it's not like we will go into Brighton or Brighton will come into here. We pretty much stay within our community, and that's about it.
Now, you mentioned earlier that you have some cadets that help you out. Who are these cadets? What group do they belong to, and how many are there, and where are they based?
They're a small group of cadets. They're based out of, what's the cadet?
Brighton Army Cadets.
It's the Brighton Army Cadets that we use.
And these are young people that do what?
They are the young cadets that are, I guess, in
between 12 and 19.
I'm sorry, I've got someone helping me here. Between 12 and 19 years of age.
Oh, that...
And they will go around the community, and they have different activities, and we support the cadets with donations as well, because they are technically sort of a veteran.
Now, what will the Colburn Legion be doing this year on Remembrance Day?
We do have a service in our center at the Cenotaph. We will not be having a parade. We haven't had one for the last couple of years, just simply because of COVID. But we do have dignitaries coming out. We lay our wreaths. We have a full service right here in the community.
Now, again, we were talking that you said you lost your last World War to vet, but do you anticipate there being other veterans coming out to this event?
Oh, absolutely. We have quite a few veterans coming out. I don't have the list.
People from the base.
Yeah, we have approximately 50 veterans from the base in Trenton that come out. And we'll be here for the service.
That's a large number of yes. People. Can you tell us a little bit more about them?
I don't know anything about them. They are veterans from the Trenton Air Base. They're just, all I know is they're active military. Now, after the service, we do have a small luncheon for everybody. And then we have, in the evening, we have our veterans dinner, where we supply dinner to our veterans and their guests.
Now, I know this is a time of year that we focus a lot on the Legion, but I know that the Legion's activities in the community go beyond Remembrance Day. What other things does the Colburn Legion, Branch 187, do in the community beyond the poppy and beyond the Remembrance Day ceremony?
Well, we do support our community in various ways. We donate locally to the food bank, the seniors clubs, the seniors residents. Of course, we support our local cadets. We help support the churches. I could say anyone that could ask, and they can apply to see if they need help, and we would be there to help them.
Now, do you do anything like the, I know some legions do things like speakers, children speaking competitions and things
yes,
like that.
There's a child and youth services chairman, and they go to the schools and they have the public speaking contest, poster contest, which is running right about now as well. And I think there's something else with posters and public speaking. And it's just a way to let the kids know and have them remember and start thinking about the vets as well.
Earlier you alluded to a number of activities that go on a regular basis, a weekly basis at the Legion. Can you just go over one more time for us some of the activities that are taking place that people mm-hmm. might be able to participate in?
Well, we have a pool league. And that plays eight ball. We have a snooker table here as well, so people can play snooker. We have a dart league that plays Thursday nights. And that's, we have about, I'm not sure how many teams we have, but we have quite a few. We also have the 55 Club, which is not a Legion sanctioned, but they have cards, moonshot euchre, sorry. And that's on Tuesday afternoons, I believe. This year, the Christmas food hampers program is coming back. So that will be starting up soon for people in the community that need a Christmas food hamper. They can come in and start organizing that. Sorry, and we also have, we've kept up our dinners. We used to do a dinner once a month, the Legion. We've been doing them all through COVID, and we still are, but we're still doing takeout only, and they're going very well. So we do a roast beef dinner every second Tuesday of the month. Every second Friday of the month, sorry.
Okay. If someone's interested in doing that, do you have to pre-order or is?
Yes, we prefer the pre-order. And if you wanted to order, you would phone Giselle Melvin.
Listeners may be interested in getting a poppy. Can you just one last time give them some guidance as to where they can get a poppy, how they can donate, how they can help out, and where they want to be for Remembrance Day?
Okay. Well, the poppies are all around town. We have poppy boxes in quite a few stores, all the gas stations, convenience stores, the restaurants, the Big Apple, the liquor store, the bank. So it's very easy to receive a poppy. Of course, you can always walk into the Legion and get a poppy there. It's donation only, so it's whatever you want to donate. We don't, we don't turn our back on anything. And it's worn on your left side where your heart is.
Linda Ferguson, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I could say if anyone is more interested in learning more, we have our website is ColburnLegion.org. And we also have a Facebook page, Colburn Legion, which would give you all kinds of information.
And you can also scan your poppy and read a story.
And you can also scan your poppy, and it's very unique. You find out some really interesting history.
Well, again,
so I'm hoping students at schools will pick this up and just find it really cool.
Well, again, thank you so much for talking to me today.
You're welcome, and thank you.
That was Linda Ferguson, the Poppy Campaign Chair for the Colburn Legion. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.